Chris, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the fact that spiders and ants are actually capable of counting. And Anne has emailed in to say, how does it work? How do they count?
Yeah, well, not just spiders, but probably many insects can do this. The example I gave was spiders counting their steps in order to know how to build their webs. But also there was a very elegant paper, it was published in Science a year or so ago, by Matthias Wittlinger, who's at Ulm University in Germany. And he and his colleagues were looking at how ants navigate. And ants use the sun. They also use a compass. They have in their brain a body clock, and they're able to use this mental compass of the time of the sun moving across the sky to navigate by. But they also count their steps. And the reason that the scientists know that for sure is that they perform the very delicate task of putting ants on stilts. They cut hairs off of the back of a pig and then glued those hairs onto the ant's legs to lengthen the ant's legs. And when they did this, of course, the ant's strides became twice as long as they would normally be. And when they followed the ants around, all of the ants overshot their nest because they walked twice as far as they should have done. When they actually paradoxically cut the ant's legs off, so they had much shorter legs, they didn't walk far enough, and they were all circling around thinking, where's my nest? I should be there. And it was clear that they were actually counting the number of steps they'd taken in order to find their way around. So in their brain and their nervous system, they must have some kind of neural integrator circuit that every time they take a step, it notches up another one, two, three, and so on, so they can find their way around by counting steps. So there's the evidence ants can do it. It's likely that other insects probably do the same.
So ants on stilts will overshoot their home, poor ants.